The one major issue was the volume of traffic going through the village and the speed of it. I don't think there's much that can be done about the volume because it's just a geographical reality of the lay of the land. But certainly, Fawn, when you drive into it, it doesn't necessarily feel like a village in the way that some other villages might. There's no centre to the village as such. The marina would be kind of more the centre in a way, and that's off the main road. There's no calming measure coming in either side of the village. And the volume, I know myself from being on the road, you go out onto the road, and if you're doing the speed limit, which is less 60 kilometres an hour, trucks and stuff come right up behind you as though you're slowing them down. And I think the residents probably try to slow the traffic down because we go at the speed, and I'm sure a lot of people do. But I did meet with the council a couple of weeks ago. I met with one of their engineers, and he was very helpful and had a lot of ideas around what we might do to, and we had ideas ourselves, which I shared with him. And he was very amenable to doing certain small things in the short term that could help, and then looking at it more long term to try and find solutions.
Which normally means that you have to try and get the TII to do some sort of a study, and then that study has to plug into what they see as a problem, and often it doesn't, and it takes years and years and years. There is a review of speed limits ongoing. Maybe that's an opportunity, but also people have to be aware that it's a built-up area and adhere to those speed limits. So more signage, public crossings,
calming measures, and even just nice, welcome to Fawn and stuff that makes it feel more like a village. So subconsciously, people are more inclined to slow down. And it's a fair comment that the engineer made to me was that, there is a speeding problem nationally. And I don't think those who speed look at the speed limit and think, oh, I better slow down. That's a national problem that people are going to speed or going to speed. But certainly, in terms of a village like ours, there's a lot that we can do to, there's a lot that the council can do, quite
but
frankly.
But there's also an awful lot that Gardaí can do. Like a local superintendent could decide to focus on Fawn Village for a month and have a patrol car there occasionally checking speed. So, I don't think we can just throw our hands up and say, and I'm not saying you are saying this, Catherine, but throw our hands up and saying there's no solution to this. But I would love to see some of those Garda resources, as stretched as they are sometimes, targeted to try and change driver behaviour.
100%. God, I hope I didn't give the impression that we should just accept speed, quite the contrary. But I suppose really what we can do as a residents association, we can call upon and join the national conversation about trying to get people to slow down. But we can also more practically put in measures that will actually have the effect of people making people feel like they're actually coming into a village where there are residents living either side. We're trying to get out of our driveways. We want to go for a walk. It can take like a good few minutes to get the chance to cross the road with the sheer volume of traffic and the speed of it. And look, children are taking their lives into their own hands, and parents, I think, would be very reluctant to let kids of a certain age cross the road on their own, which they might in another place. So just calming measures and something to just slow the volume. And, people who are listening to this, who live, near Fawn, who come through it all the time, just bear in mind that there are a lot of locals that actually find it a challenge, the traffic going through Fawn. The speed of it and the volume,
And I think it's nice to see something done. Like, say, for instance, I'd be a big fan, and I think they're quite effective, of these digital signs. They're normally operated by solar, but they do check the speed of traffic and they flash and ask you to slow down.
They are very effective, I must say, because there's a part of me that wants to be obedient. And, you might be slightly over, but when you see it going green, you feel, OK, that's good. So that and just having those flashing lights and a narrowing of the road at the entrance and a nice sign to say, welcome to our village. Please,
you're now entering Fawn Village. Please drive with care, or whatever it might be.
And also the littering. That's another day's work, Greg. But like, it's like people are coming from Derry or Buncrana, and they just get to Fawn and they decide they just clear out their ashtrays or turf stuff out the window. I just can't relate to that. So we're going to have to put up some signs saying, listen, please don't litter our village, which people still will do. But we've started doing cleanup days and, there's a nice village spirit and we're trying to harness that and just do a bit more to make our village safer and nicer to live in.
Yeah. In your meeting with the council then and the engineer, are you confident that some things are going to be done in that?
I was very confident from chatting to him, and I must touch base with him again now. I gave him a long list of homework. So There were other smaller issues around, and he was extremely amenable and had lots of positive suggestions and took all of our feedback on board and was, you know, wasn't trying to say, which I had spoken to somebody in the council before, oh, there isn't a speeding problem in Fawn. You know, we put guards there, or the guards were there a few days. He actually acknowledged and accepted that speed is an issue in Fawn and was willing to help us put steps in place.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly which village it was now, but they got hold of a speed gun. I don't know how they managed to do that. And they actually did their own survey on traffic.
It
was really effective because it laid bare the reality, because, you know, lots of stuff can be anecdotal or what it feels like, but they were able to say such and such an amount of traffic exceeded the speed limit on any given day, you know, and
that's really helpful. And once you have the stats, you have that to back up your argument, even though you know it.
Exactly.
You know that that's reality. But there have been lots of crashes in Fawn as well, and a lot of the time they're single car and they don't get reported.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that we must do is, you know, when we see a single car incident, that we should report it.